This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday session. Remember, it's the first day of a new series, the February series. After what was a weak Jan series, we lost around 91 points. Most of the losses coming in yesterday's trading session as well. But remember, it's also one day ahead of the biggest trigger of the Feb series, which is the Union Budget. So let's see how the setup is. You remember, the Nifty lost about 0.75% in the January series. The Nifty Bank as well, with the Nifty, declined for the second series in a row. But the mid-cap index, that is the one which is doing fairly well, higher by almost 7.5%. It's the best series that we've seen since March 2019. The Nifty Bank was down almost 4-odd%. The FIIs, they continue to sell in our markets. And yesterday as well, they sold almost 1,000-odd crores. The domestic institutional investor buying 300 crores was notwithstanding. The key triggers for the February series, like I said, would be the Union Budget, which is tomorrow. All eyes will be on that. The RBI policy on Feb 6th, that is something we'll be watching out for as well. And remainder of the third quarter FY20 results. The key cue for today will be the fact that global markets are showing a bit of a rebound. The SGX Nifty is indicating a positive uptick. And this despite the WHO calling the outbreak of coronavirus in China a global health emergency. The reason why these stocks are okay and showing a bit of a rebound is because the WHO did say that they haven't restricted travel to China. And as a result of which, we saw a lot of these travel stocks overnight do fairly well. China reopens on Monday, so let's see how that pans out. The SGX Nifty indicates a positive start. The domestic cues to watch out for would be the December core sector data, Union Budget, of course, like I've been speaking about, and the auto sales data as well to show some signs of any sort of green shoots that will come by. The key results today are the two FMCG majors, ITC as well as HUL. So that would also set the course of day. A handful of stocks you need to keep on your radar. Wipro will be in focus because Abid Ali Nimushwala has just tendered his resignation. But the biggest stock to my mind would be Kotak Mahindra Bank, as RBI has accepted the promoters' voting rights in the company to be capped at 20% till March. And this was a big overhang on the stock. The street was expecting the promoter dilution of almost 15-odd%. And now that has been curtailed to just around 4-odd%. And that's a positive. Tata Motors will also be a stock which will be in focus. The JLR earnings improved, but not as much as expected. We saw a margin bump up of 350 basis points year on year, but the expectation was of a 13.3% margin, where the company posted just about 11%. And in light of the fact that the stock has seen a sharp rally in just the last few days, it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Bharti Infratel, well, the revenues were up just about 1%. The operating margins showed a bit of an improvement. Let's see how that stock pans out as well. For Marico, the results were muted, but the expectations were also muted. So mild red tick, if you must. The domestic volume growth actually declined by 1%. The street was working with a 0 to 2% decline range, and it was the value-added hair oil products that did not do too well for them. Bharat Electronics was a disappointing set, and they're poised to miss their FY20 guidance. The revenue actually declined by 17%. So let's see how that goes. Persistent as well, the net profit came in at 88 crores. We were working with a number of 88 crores. The results were absolutely in line with expectations. Moil, we saw that the profits declined by 54%, and that's on the back of revenue declining by 23%. So weak set coming in out there. Lotus Labs reported a superb set of numbers out there. Net profit at 73 crores versus 18 crores year on year. And the revenue also grew by almost 38%. Superb set of numbers coming in for Amber Enterprises as well. The net profit came in at 23 crores. This compares with just a 4 crore number that they had in the comparable quarter. And this on the back of revenues growing 52%. So big positive out there as well. Can't say the same about JK Tire though. Their net profit declined by 60% on the back of a revenue decline of 19%. Also watch out for a couple of other results. We have Power Grid, State Bank of India. Important from a Nifty earnings standpoint because majority of the Nifty earnings come in only from Axis Bank, ICICI Bank and State Bank of India. So let's see how that pans out. Tech Mahindra, Vedanta and Castrol India. Thank you for tuning in. This is me, Mangalam Malu, signing off the CNBC TV 18 Market Buzz podcast in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.